Okay. So welcome to another edition of Real Talk with Real People, Authors Speak. In this segment, my co-host Renee Marshall McKinley and myself will talk about our writing journey and becoming authors. Renee is a new author. Her book, Horus, A Story of Sisterhood, can be purchased on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And I have been an author since 2001, and my books can also be purchased on Amazon, Audible, and from me, the author, at novel2go@gmail.com. Tonight, Renee and I will continue to discuss character building. And we will give you an update on our assignment, writing the short story.
Yay, Renee.
Yeah, Renee. We're gonna update everybody, Renee.
So we're gonna update.
Okay. So we also have a guest tonight.
Yeah.
Dr. Jane Jordan. Her book, A Future for a Woman with a Past, is currently available on Amazon. And she is here to talk about her journey in her book. And Renee and I would like to welcome our guest tonight. And we want to welcome you, our listeners. Welcome to Author Speak. And let's get started. Hello, Renee. How you doing?
All together lovely.
I love it. All together lovely. Miss Jane Jordan, how are you today?
Oh my God, I'm good. I won't complain. No complaints.
Okay. We love no complaints, right, Renee? We try to make this a no complaint zone.
Yeah.
We're here. We're living our best lives. We're writers, y'all. We're authors, y'all. Come on, clap it up for us.
Yes, clap it up for us.
We are authors. I want to give our guest just some time right now to talk about her book, A Future for a Woman with a Past. Okay, you're gonna have to tell me about that one because I'm interested. Tell us all about it.
Okay, so I got the name. At the age of 5, my dad killed my mom in front of me. He stabbed her to death because she was going to leave him because he drank too much. My dad was an alcoholic. She loved him, but she just was tired. You know how we be tired. You can only take so much.
Yes.
It's about me growing up as a kid having to see that. And going through all these emotions, you know, happened to be in special ed, happened to go live with my sister, then happened to go live with my grandmother. Then she put me in a foster home because she couldn't take me having the bad dreams. And then she, on top of that, she was taking care of my grandfather, so which he was sick. So it was just a lot on her. Mm-hmm. But I felt like she could have, you know, told my sister to come back and get me, but she didn't. She wanted to ward me to the state. Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't know God at the time. I only knew what my mom told me, which was when you go to sleep at night, you pray. Lord, lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. And if I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul you'll take. And that's all I knew. Mm-hmm. And you know, when you're little, you listen to your parents. Mm-hmm. And so when I did go to the foster home, it was this Black lady. She took care of me. So it's like, even though I experienced all that trauma and that turmoil and all that, I went through that, he placed an angel in my life to nurture me, to love me. Yeah. And I believe it's because so I wouldn't be a bitter person. I wouldn't be a hateful person. You know, I could love people in spite of.
Yes,
but I didn't know that at first, you know. So long story short, the lady, she starts taking care of me and she washes my hair. And of course, when I get there, I was mad at my grandma because when she dropped me off, you know, it was like, why are you leaving me here? You know, and she told me. She told me, be good for these people. You know, I love you. And as she started to walk out the door, I started to cry and scream and yell for her. And it was these two guys, these two, I forgot what the name per se they called them, but they were like the orderlies. That's what they are, the orderlies. So they took me and held me down, and the nurse gave me a shot. But the shot was like a, oh, you know, like calm me down. And then they put me in a straitjacket. I never knew what it felt like to be in a straitjacket. Oh my, that is the worst feeling ever. You cannot move, you know, you're stuck. It's like, and in order for me to get out of there, the lady was like, you have to be good, you have to stay calm. And I was just, this black lady was like, I need you to promise me that you'll be good so you won't have to go back into this straitjacket. And I said, yes, ma'am, I will. You know, I will. I just want to get out of here.
Yeah.
So the lady, you know, comforted me and everything. And every night when that lady came, oh, y'all, she would love on me and read me stories, wash my hair. And she asked me this question, what I wasn't never prepared for. She said, Who do you know that'll take care of you, that'll come and get you out of this place? She said, I'm going to get you out of here. And I was just looking at her like, you know, like, lady, you know, like, yeah, I don't know. Because, you know, that's hard to believe because, you know, I'm in this place with all these other kids. You know what I'm saying? And they waiting to get adopted and this and that. Yeah. That lady worked diligently, y'all, to find. She found my aunt. She asked me. You know, who did I know? And I was like, I told her though, I said, I know my mom's sister, she lives in Fort Wayne, which he did, Fort Wayne, Indiana. And so I told her that, y'all, do y'all know that lady found my auntie and my brother came and picked me up from the foster home? Do you hear me?
That's favor.
And favor. Look, the favor of God been on my, glory be unto God, Lord. These not tears of sadness. These is tears of joy. I knows I am. If I ain't know them, my mama was coaching me, teaching me, and telling me, you know, who's I am, you know. But that lady, she got me with my real brother and sister, my aunt, like I said, my brother came and got me from from the foster home. And oh man, I've been with my family ever since. My real siblings.
Love that.
Real siblings.
Okay. So that's a very tragic story. So when did you decide that was the story that you wanted to? Is this your first book? Do you have other books out? This is your first book?
No, this is my first book. My life wasn't predicated on being no author. I was selling dope. I prayed to God. I asked him, I said, God, I'm tired. I was like, I'm tired of hustling. You know, I've been hustling since I was 17 to 26 years old. Since I was 26 years old, I had a daughter first, and then I had a son. So they had 5 years apart. Mm-hmm. And then years later, I got another boy. But I was just telling her, I just was like, God, I'm tired. So he took me, I had got out of the hotel I was staying in, and I went to another hotel. And as I was in that hotel, I was praying. I was like, Father God, if you just take it away from me. He came and he talked to me. I ain't know nothing about Holy Spirit, none of that. He said, there's two things that's going to happen to you if you don't quit. You're going to be dead or in prison.
Yes.
He said, but if you quit, I'll take care of you. You will never have to want or nothing a day in your life. Just let me take care of you. And when I tell y'all, I let him, he came to me. When I moved to Alabama, in 2004 with $900 in my pocket in a van I had bought for $700. I gave my homeboy back his bag of dope and told him I quit.
All right.
Right now.
He said, are you okay? I said, yeah, I'm okay. He was like, seriously, he was like, bro, you gave me back my dope. I was like, bro, God said it's time to stop.
Yes, 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 yes.
You know, I couldn't tell you, but so when I was in Alabama in 2004, I had stayed with my brother, his family for a little while to get on my feet. And then I went and got a house. When I moved in that house up on Paul Hill, God said, you going to write a book. I was like, what?
Wow.
I was like, okay, whatever. You know, I went on. You know, I knew I needed to be working because I was used to making that fast money. I didn't have nobody to take care of me. You know, I'm in the state. I had to leave my surroundings. You have to leave your surrounding, my stumping grounds, because I knew, you know, I had to.
Get back in trouble. Yeah.
Yes. So then years later, I wouldn't even say years. I say like some into that year, God said, the name of your book is going to be A Future for a Woman with a Past. I was like, what is that? What is you?
All right.
So God gave me the name of my book.
Yes.
And not even, and I, when he told me, I had shared it with my son. I was like, you know, God came and told me, I'm going to write a book and the name of my book going to be A Future for a Woman with a Past. He was like, dang, mom. You know, and that's how I was. I was like, I know, right? You know, but
how long did it take you to actually pen it? How long did it take you to write the book?
It took me how long? I just got it published last year.
Okay.
It took me, let me tell you, it was so much that I was avoiding. I wasn't obedient. Mm.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was asking. Was it everything, or did you pick and choose?
Say it again.
Were you adding everything to the story, or were you trying to hold
back? I was just adding everything to the story. So when he told me to write, I just wrote. I took time, and because all while I'm trying to finish the book, all kind of distractions was coming, like this and that and that. So when you try to accomplish something, everything come at you.
Yes.
So I just was like, and I talked to God like I'm talking to y'all. I was like, bro, I was like, everything come against me, God. I was like, man, he was like, I said, my hands are sweaty. The day that I turned in my book, melted out, my hands were sweaty. I was like, God, I don't think I could do this because I'm putting everything about me out there. Like, he said, mail the book. I said, okay, I'm finna mail it.
Okay. So you're not a self-publisher?
Yeah, that was going to be my question, Renee. Is you published it by what do you call it? The traditional publishing, or did you self-publish, or did you go through the traditional publishing?
So my cousin wrote a book, and then I kept wanting to find somebody to publish me, you know, so I could, you know, turn my stuff in and see how much they're charged. Well, when she wrote the book, I happened to go on Facebook one day and I was like, dang, my cousin wrote a book. And so I was like, do you know the lady? I said, do you think the lady that wrote your book could do mine? She said, yes. She gave me all her information. Her name is Joyce Licorice with Dream Publicist. That's the name of her company.
Okay. Dream Publishing?
Yes. Yes. Dream Empire. I'm sorry. Dream Empire. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So she published my book for me. Wasn't expensive at all. Did all my editing. Did my photo for my book. She asked for nothing after I wrote it. She said, I want all your royalties to go to you. Just refer people to me. That's all I ask. I said, say less.
Okay.
Love it.
And how has the sales been since releasing the book last year?
They've been good, but I know that it could be better. I just have to keep putting myself out there because I'm not a quitter. You know, I'm always talking about my book. And if I see somebody, I'd be like, you like to read? And they'd be like, yeah. I'd be like, well, let me tell you about my book. You know, that. So I be telling it like that. And I be telling people to, you know, go on and go on Amazon and buy it and stuff like that.
So do you only promote your Amazon, or do you carry some with you? Like, are you selling out your car like me?
And me.
Your car? Yeah. Doing vendor events as well?
Huh?
Or do you also do like vendor events?
Well, I got a vendor event coming up April. Right. I collaborated with another girl. Uh-huh. She's my mentor. She's Ben Tankard, the jazz musician, mm-hmm. Daughter. The name of this book that I collaborated with another group of women is called Pain, Peace, and Purpose.
Oh, wow.
So it really is two books, but it's a book in one. Like everybody is in this book.
An anthology. That's called anthology. Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, you taught me something about
You have experience there because you have so that's something new. So. You and Renee have a lot in common because your books are almost autobiographical. I guess that's how you say it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So they depict things that happen for real in your life, as opposed to me. I'm a fiction writer, so I write things that not necessarily true. I use my imagination to build my characters and to create the story that I want to create. Mm-hmm. But with that said, I also want to say that I also have books of that nature out as well. I have like maybe three or four books that are not fiction. They are, I guess you would consider autobiographical mm-hmm. as well. Mm-hmm. I guess I do have that in common with you as well.
Yes.
Nay, uh-huh. Do you have any questions for our guest?
I've been jumping in. I've been trying to jump.
I know, so, I'm giving you an opportunity right now to talk.
Yes. So your story is amazing, right? God did show you, got you out of there. I'm so grateful that you were obedient and you wrote your book. Yes. Because writing wasn't hard because it was about myself. So I'm sure, but it probably came easier to you because you were recounting what actually happened.
Right.
Was there a time when you were writing where you said, "Ooh, I don't, you know, this part is hard," or I just want to stop writing?
Yes, especially mm-hmm. the part about having to be on Ritalin, being special ed, experiencing lesbianism with at a young age at camp. Mm-hmm. I was like, I kept on saying, "God, hey."
Yeah, I know.
Kept saying, "Right." I said, "Okay."
Right. So the thing about sharing your testimony is that you never know who is going through the same experience as you. And when you have honesty in telling your story, you put yourself out there, you really do. But you mm-hmm. also give other people an opportunity to say, "Hey, that story is not much different from mine. Mm-hmm. If she can get through it, I can get through it." So mm-hmm. I love storytelling. Storytelling to me has a lot of power. Whether I'm telling a fiction story or I'm telling my own story, I'm telling these stories because not just for the entertainment of it, but mm-hmm. in hopes that someone else who's going through a similar situation can find some joy, some peace, some closure. Or just to relate.
Know that they're not alone.
I believe and truly believe that's why God wanted me to write it, because when I wrote the book and I got to see, went to go see my sister a couple of days ago, and one of the ladies at the hospital booking told her that I was coming, and she was like, "Girl, I don't even read autobiography shit, but let me tell you, your book is good." Mm-hmm. I couldn't even put it down. Then another lady said, "A lot of stuff that you put in that book, I can relate." Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't trying to get no brownie points. I wanted to inspire people to let them know that you can go through something and come out. You know, God don't respect a person. Yes. You know, you could just be loving, and I could be a whole ugly, mean person because of what my dad did. You feel me? I can hate this and that, but that God placed somebody in my life to nurture my heart, to nurture me back, to let me know you can still be loved. Yeah. You can give love in spite of.
You know what
of,
I hear, though? You know what I hear when you tell this story, when you talk about it? I hear joy.
Yeah.
To be quite honest.
Yes.
I hear, you know, yes. you're at peace. I totally can feel the joy that's, you know, being conveyed by your story and through you telling it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I am. And because at first I wasn't, y'all. Mm-hmm. Like, I hated my dad, you know, yes, I hated yes. him. But it yes. took me to go to jail, y'all. Yes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's why people can't say, well, you can't be in jail and where God placed people and you what? Put you at so you can hear. Mm-hmm, this yes. lady.
Yes.
Yeah, this lady in jail, she asked me when I went to jail for selling dope. She said, mm-hmm. asked me what I was in there for, you know, and mm-hmm. I told her. And then I was telling her about what happened to me when I was young. And I told her, I said, I hate my dad. Woo, that lady yeah. stopped me in my tracks. She mm-hmm. said, let me ask. And she said, do you listen to this, y'all? She said, do you believe in God? I said, yeah, mm-hmm. I guess, you know. And, mm-hmm. you know, this baptizing that. And she said, well, let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. She said, it is a such thing as heaven and hell. Mm-hmm. She said, mm-hmm. in God is to forgive your daddy. I don't mm-hmm. care how bad it hurt you. I don't mm. care. She said, it's not for you. It's not for me. The person so you can live your life and be free. Yes. And when that lady told me that, y'all, forgiving has never been a problem.
Yes. Yes. And it, you know, forgiveness is hard. You know, if you're trying to go at it on your own, yes. you don't know, you know, God always tells you not for your own understanding, right? So yes, right. When you get a handle on it and understand that it's for you.
Yes. Like,
wow. Wow. Yeah.
And she told me, and she told me, she said, you know what? She said, your daddy wasn't in his right mind when he did that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She said, but she said that, and she told me, that lady just, she put a whole new swing of awesome. Me thinking differently about, you know, how to forgive. And she when she was telling me, and I didn't understand until later, she right. said, forgive wholeheartedly. Don't ooh. Just forgive to get by.
Yeah.
Just to
yes.
say, oh, I forgave my daddy, and it's still burning you.
Burn it. Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. She said, forgive him with your whole heart. I never knew nothing. Y'all, let me tell you, that lady in jail.
Well, you know what was so good about that piece of the story? Is you can pick up gems anywhere. Yes. Right?
Anywhere.
God loved that perfect person. He loved us all. Yes. But he's not yeah. looking for the perfect people to do his work. He's not looking for right. that. So look how that woman who was in that jail gave yes. you what you needed, yeah. right? And then you spread it out to everybody. Wow. So you wrote a whole book based on that. So that's amazing. I love it.
Yes, he yeah. loved on me. Them ladies, yeah. I ain't know nothing about a prayer circle. Yeah. Them ladies prayed for me in the created a prayer circle and prayed for me in the yeah. in the jail.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's hey, amazing. Tell me God ain't when people be, I be like, man, I don't care what y'all talking about God. I know him for myself.
Yeah. Now let me ask you, is there a part two to this book? Like, are you planning on writing another book? A follow-up or another book
oh
altogether?
Oh my God, dude. I gotta write another one because that's everybody that has read my book be like, now tell me about, is you gonna write a part two to it? I'm like, wow. Everybody keeps saying that.
Ooh. Well, let me ask you a question. Now that you've written a book and you know what it feels like to write a book, aren't you just a little bit curious about whether or not you can continue to write other books? And it doesn't have to be about your life. I mean, you could write fiction. I'm inviting you to write some fiction, Jane Jordan. Just like I invited Renee Marshall to write some fiction. You know, I'm going to keep pushing that uh-huh. out there.
listen, Doc. So I said, actually I've got two more books. Well, really, three more books. The one is about the sequel to this one, since everybody keeps saying it. The other one is a book about my grandbabies. I named it Going to Gigi's House.
Oh, children's stories. That's good. That's always good. Very good. Yes. Yes.
And the third one is about the nursing home, because I'm a CNA too.
Okay.
So how to treat the elderly in there. I got the pictures to put in the book, not what they face, but just pictures of how it is. So my goal, my dream is to open up my own assisted living, because I know that the elderly need they need that.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, see, it sounds to me like you got the writing bug, and we want people to have the writing bug. So we are here and we're listening to Miss Jane Jordan, and her book is called A Future for a Woman with a Past. And you can get her book on Kindle, right, through Amazon. And it's a very good read. I have the book on Kindle. Renee, you read the book as well, right? And it's a very good read. When I say a good read, I'm not talking about the story itself. I'm talking about just the information and the freedom that it has allowed Miss Jordan to have in writing this book, because it freed her from a lot of stuff. And I'm grateful for that. But it does sound like Miss Jane Jordan has the writing bug. And so, and me and Renee, we are happy about that, because me and Renee, we want everybody writing, don't we, Renee?
We want everybody writing. I don't care what age you are. Get a computer, get a notepad, use your telephone, write it down.
That's right. That's right. And to help you along, Renee and I, we have a challenge for you, because I gave Renee a challenge, and I'm opening up this challenge for everybody, including you, Miss Jane Jordan. I am opening up this challenge to everybody. I want everybody to try to write what I call my collective short story. And what I want you all to do is write a short story based on the scenario that I have given. Mm-hmm. And I gave Renee a task. Renee, I want you to repeat what the scenario is, so our listening audience can remember what the scenario was that you're going to be reading about.
Okay. So here's the assignment: to develop a one-page description about a Black woman in her 30s who is... is that what I wrote? No, that's what you wrote.
Did I tell you to write about a Black woman in her 30s?
So that was me.
Yeah.
About a woman...
Yes.
I have my page up. No, this is about a woman who is
seeing a therapist.
And the therapist tells her to take a trip all by herself to help her get over her fears.
Yes.
And she books a trip alone to the Caribbean, and then she meets a man and begins an affair. That's what you said. Yeah.
Yes.
Now, sorry. Comment was me. I'm self-identifying. Okay.
Okay. So Renee was probably already starting that assignment, and she already she already started creating her character. It sounds like, doesn't it, Renee? It sounds like your character is a 30-year-old Black woman, isn't she?
Yes.
Okay.
I was self-identifying. Yes, I started.
Okay, you start, because I'm going to ask you for an update. So I'm going to ask you, what is your character's name? Do you at least have a character name?
I do.
What's her name?
Her name is Yolanda Charmaine.
Yolanda Charmaine. Okay. I like that, because it's different. It's not like Jane Smith or... It's a little bit different. So I've asked Jane Jordan, when I was talking to her before you arrived, Renee, I asked her if she wanted to participate in this little challenge. So right now, Jane, what we're doing is we're building a character, because we can't write a story without the character. And we need to build the character up so we can put the character in the story. So far, it looks like Renee.
They'll be diamond.
Okay, so we want you to share with this with us. Yep. So we want you to be a character, and this character needs to have some fears. I don't know what your fear is going to be, I don't know what you want this character to be fearful of, but that's also a challenge. You're going to have to make that challenge. So, Renee, I named my character. Her name is Anika Walker, and she's 32 years old. And I did not yet determine whether or not she's Black, white, or anything. Right now, she does not have an ethnicity. I didn't get to her yet because I'm still trying to build my character up.
Okay.
So I don't know what she's about, but I do know what her fear is. I know what she's afraid of.
All right. And
my character, Anika Walker, suffers from philophobia. Do you know what philophobia is?
What's that?
I've heard of that before.
You heard of that before?
I've heard of philophobia. Yes.
I've heard of that.
But what is it right now? I cannot.
Okay. Philophobia is the fear of falling in love.
They come up with those diagnoses are rare on television. So yes, that's why I've heard it before.
Yes. So I listen, and I want to, and the reason why I'm giving so much of my information is because I'm really trying to encourage you guys out there to really write this story. And I want you to have so much fun with it that I don't want it to be an ordinary story. I think the first time you heard me say, you might've been thinking to yourself, oh, she's afraid of flying.
Or nope, I don't have that.
Okay, or she's afraid of being alone. Okay. Mm-hmm. But I want us to get real exotic with these fears. She could be afraid of sharks. You know what I'm saying? You don't know. I want us to be so creative with our stories. I want everybody's story to have such a uniqueness to it. I want our character to have a phobia that maybe no one's ever heard of. Because guess what happens when that happens? You get to teach something somebody doesn't know. Yeah. I didn't know anything about philophobia.
Right.
But when I was going through, let me go through the list of all the fears, and I saw it, I'm like, oh, that is interesting. I think I want to take that one because I think I can build a whole story around it. And when I went out to do my research, I got all the information, Renee. I got what it is. I got the cause of it. I got the symptoms of it. I got how you treat it because I need it to be real.
Yes. So
I need my character to embody this fear. Mm. So, you know, I get that down, then I can start worrying about the Caribbean island that she's going to be in or whatever. But for right now, I wanted to build my character up.
And see, for me, now, you know, so I already told you I have one track by. So I am simplistic in my creativity here. So I just put down that she worries about everything from her health to her finances, from her family, you know, from her family to her future. And that she has panic attacks when she faces unfamiliar situations, such as traveling. So it's not going to be as exotic as yours, but it's heading in the right direction.
But listen, that is great because you can go so many ways with that.
Yeah.
I want you to think outside the box though. So I don't want you to, put yourself in a box. I want you to think outside the box.
Yeah.
Now, Miss Jane Jordan, I'm going to put you on the spot right now. I'm going to put you on the spot right now. So I'm going to ask you right now without you even having any kind of advance notice the way me and Miss Renee has had, but I want to say, if you were about to write a short story about a woman who was seeing a therapist to get over her fears, and her therapist told her to take a trip all by herself to the Caribbean island, where would you start?
I would start about she's got fear of spiders, arachnophobia.
All right, now that's right, and you could probably find lots of spiders in the Caribbean.
While y'all was talking about it, my mind was thinking. telling the story in my head about how, so she has arachnophobia and she's dating a guy that he loves all kind of exotic animals. But his favorite seems to be the spider.
Oh.
And she's like, no, this is what I've been thinking now while y'all was talking.
Oh, see, I'm liking. Because listen, Renee, she didn't even have as much advanced news as us. And she's the wheels are already turning inside her head.
I love that.
She's already creating a story. Isn't that something? She's already creating it.
And that's amazing. Yeah. That's what this journey is going to be about. So for the next couple of months or so, we're going to develop it. Next couple of months, we're going to develop it and share. Everybody will share their part of the story. So this is so fun. This is so fun.
it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. I love it. Yes. So we also got to give her, we given her fears, obviously, because she's seeing a therapist for that. But I want you to also give her some strength. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Ask me why I chose my name. I'm dying.
Why you chose it?
Okay. Because I also looked up names to see the meanings of different names, right? And when I went and looked up certain names, I said, I want to find a name for a woman that means strength and courage, right? I got two. Why? Because it's ironic, right? She's afraid, right? But her name denotes something different, right?
Yeah. So
there were two names that I was choosing from, Jabari and Anika. And they both mean strength and courage. That's what they both need. And I said, I wanted a name that represented what was inside of her, even though she didn't know it yet. Right? Because I'm thinking ahead. That's what it's all about. That's what writing to me is all about. It's about, all right, because I'm always trying to build somebody up from the inside out. You know, it's like a lot of times we don't even know what we have inside of us because we allow our fears to keep it from us. But by giving her a strong name, giving her a name that means courage, a name that means strength, even though she's afraid, we can get back to that. She can get back to knowing who she is. She can get to that place where she can believe in herself because there are no coincidences, right?
Right.
That's right. Right. She was her mama named her that for a reason.
Yes. So I love it.
That's what I want us to have fun. I want us to have a little bit of fun and just be a little bit more what can I say, intentional about how we build this character, because we're building her. We're making she's going to become what we want her to become. And in the end, for me, I always want to end with a strong character, even if my character begins weak. I need for my character to have something to work on.
Yeah.
Well, right.
I want my character to be whole. Even if she's not a strong person for me, I just want her to come out a whole person.
Okay.
Not beaten up, not beating up on herself, not that she's the victim. I don't know where we're going with it, but that's how I want her to be. Just whole. Yep.
All right. So you got some work to do on your character. I have some work to do on my character. Now, I want you to also pay attention to the minor characters. Now, your character, your main character, she's the star of the show, right?
Yes.
But I want you to pay attention to the cast of characters that she's going to have around her. So start thinking about what kind of therapist this is, the advice that the therapist is giving her. Let's talk about the man that she meets in the Caribbean. What's he like? Now, they're the minor characters, so you don't have to put a whole lot of information into their characters. Let it develop as it develops. But keep them in mind, too, when you're building. This is going to be such a great piece. By the time we finish this at the end of the year, because I'm giving us a whole year to write this story.
Thank God.
By the time we finish this at the end of the year, we're going to have several stories that are just magnificent, and everybody's going to have their own story, and it's going to be great. I'm looking forward to it. I'm already excited. Very much so.
I have to write stuff down. So the therapist, and the person she is. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And there's gonna be several. There's gonna be several minor characters because you might, you know, as you go into dialogue, she might have a dialogue with the bartender. She might have a dialogue with her hotel person. But these are little small things. But you know, I just want us to keep characters in our mind. Start to think about what kind of adventure that this woman is going to be on. But also remember what she's fearful of, because that's going to affect your story. Like in your case, your character has a lot of anxiety, right? And she's like weary of all things. So even though she might have been shaking in her boots, even on the plane, not talking to anybody, I don't know, just feeling very awkward. And then when she gets to the Caribbean, she might not be a person who's very talkative or whatever. So it would make it very hard for your character to meet somebody that she's going to actually end up having an affair with. But that's the exciting part. I want to see how your character handles that type of interaction.
Okay, I think I'm gonna like this. We gonna publish this book.
Hey, we can certainly publish anything, can't we, Renee?
We sure can.
We certainly can. I would. You know what? I think that would be a great idea if we had one book with like 5, 6, 7 different scenarios of the same story.
Yes, I said that last podcast.
Yes.
I said it would be great if we all put it together, we combined it to an anthology. Yes. Yes.
And you know what? But I was thinking that you were thinking, each of us just collectively, but they're all single books. But you're talking about one book with all the stories, the same story. Yes. That story would be so incredible. Now I'm real excited. So Jane, you're with us?
Yep, I'm on it.
You're on it? Okay, so you know I'm going to keep checking on you like every month. I'm going to drop you a line and see where you are. I'm going to say, did you finish that character? Are we working on the other part? Because there's going to be parts to this story. So I want all of us to keep the parts moving. We got some moving parts, okay? So is it okay that I check with you once a month to find out how you're doing? Is that okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, look at this, Renee. I think we got like 4 or 5 people who've already committed to writing this short story. So we're doing good right now.
I love it.
I love it too. I absolutely love it. I do.
Oh. And look, you know what's great about this podcast is that I can go back and listen to it because I was taking notes and I hit clear before I hit save.
Well, you know what? That's the reason why I love the podcast too, because I do go back and listen to all of them just to make sure that I didn't miss anything, because, you know, we're going to be missing things, but we're going to go back and we're going to listen.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. So we're coming to the end of our podcast. Yeah. Well, it was just amazing to have you on our show today, Jane. And we wish you lots of success with your book. We will post it on the podcast as well. I'll put it on my website, website as well, so that individuals can purchase it and hear your story, because you have a story to tell.
Yes.
And we also want to invite anybody else who is an aspiring author or who has written books. I don't care if you've written one book or if you've written 10 books or if you've written 100 books. We want to hear from you. We want to hear your story. We want to know how you got started. We want you to join us in this collective short story. We want you to follow us. We want you to reach out to us. And Renee, what else you got to say?
And we would love for, we want to promote you, right? So
yes, we do.
By you coming on our show, we will share your information to our audience, right? And then you would share our information to your audience because they want to hear what you had to say during our hour together. So this is an amazing win-win for everybody. And we want to hear from you. So if you know somebody or know of somebody who knows somebody, tell them to contact us. We want them on our show.
Yes, we do. And we love meeting new people. So Jane, we are so happy we met you today.
Absolutely.
And we know that to be on. Yes, and we know that you're going to be an inspiration to someone, but we also want to tell you, you keep up the good work because you're doing good work.
We were inspired.
Keep up the good work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All glory be unto God.
That's amen. Right. Amen. Amen. You just keep doing what you're doing and keep writing, keep writing. And like I said, I'm going to check on you every month to see if you, if you're still writing, if you're getting your character together and you're getting your character ready to get on this plane, because we can't put the character on the plane until we get the character all ready to get on the plane. Okay. So I want y'all working on these characters, working on these fears, go online, get a list of all the mental illnesses and fears that people suffer and pick something that you like, something that you find exciting, and make it your character's issue, because this is going to be so much fun. I am so happy to be doing this podcast. My name is Caroline Bethea Jones. I'm here with my co-host, Miss Renee Marshall McKinley. And like I said, we have a guest today, and our guest is Jane Jordan. And you can find all of our books on Amazon. So go out there and buy our books, read our books, and then come on the show and tell us about our books, whether you like it or whether you don't. We just want to hear from you. Isn't that right?
That is right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We just want to hear from you. So until next time, this is Author Speak from our podcast, Real Talk with Real People, a Candid Conversation. And we will be back with another episode. So we'll see you guys soon. Bye-bye. Everybody say bye.
Bye. Bye.